This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. My co-host Dana Lake will be returning in a couple weeks. Next week, I'll be back with Dr. Tanya Howard talking about the slippery slope of medical bursts. This is a huge issue going on in our country today, with C-section rates nearing almost 30% in our country, and also being the most the developed nation with the number one rates of mother and infant death rates. So we've got some serious issues with the medical interventions that are going on around birth right now. Dr. Tanya is going to help us discuss those. This week, we're going to be talking with Dr. Joseph Lamb, one of my favorite special guests. I'm going to be doing his bio and intro in a minute. We're going to be talking about some different musculoskeletal disorders, specifically osteoarthritis. It's one thing that we're going to be discussing, as well as other musculoskeletal problems that ail people. So the show is sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, located right over in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been a staple of health and wellness in the community for over 40 years. If you're a local listener just tuning in, I certainly encourage you to go by and check the store out. They've got a wide array of products and a wonderful staff to help you choose any things that you might need for your health and wellness, including a full-service pharmacy as well as a compounding pharmacy. So let's introduce my special guest. Dr. Joseph Lamb is board certified in both internal medicine and holistic medicine. Until May 2000, he was president of the Integrative Medicine Works in Alexandria, Virginia. He now works for Metagenics. Dr. Lamb works in partnership with his patients to create optimal health and well-being by using functional medicine approaches, including lifestyle modification, herbal and nutritional therapies, and cognitive therapy. Dr. Lamb completed his graduate education at the Medical College of Virginia in Richmond and his residency at Presbyterian University Pennsylvania Medical Center in Philadelphia. He is an assistant clinical professor of medicine, or was an assistant clinical professor of medicine at George Washington University School of Medicine. He's a native Alexandrian, was active in his community until he moved to Gig Harbor, Washington, and is the past president of St. Stephen's and St. Agnes Alumni Association. Dr. Lamb, as always, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Passero. I listened to that bio and I realized how long it's been since I've been in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
It has been,
yeah.
And I miss the D.C. area.
Yeah, well, we miss you too. I miss the West Coast, so you can say hi to the Pacific Northwest, and I'll say hi to Alexandria for you.
Great.
Next time I'm driving by on the Beltway, which is too often, more often than I would like. So let's talk about some of these musculoskeletal disorders. These are things that plague a lot of people, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of great options that people have for pain and discomfort. Of course, we know there are the prescription anti-inflammatory. There's over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, the ibuprofens, acetaminophens, naproxens, things of that nature that we know create problems specifically with the digestive tract. And then they rolled out some of the prescription anti-inflammatories to deal with some of these chronic pain issues. And of course, we saw some of the dangers come out on those when we saw the things with Vioxx. And although some of the other medications that are prescription for these anti-inflammatory issues are a bit safer than Vioxx, they still don't come without side effects. So what do we do when we're in pain and we need options? Let's maybe first, Dr. Lamb, start talking about some of the most common conditions from a musculoskeletal perspective that really put people in pain and really sort of degrade quality of life issues.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as you're talking about what's the first step, it's fitting to talk about what it may be, because that's the first thing you have to figure out when you're trying to figure out what you're treatment's going to be. You have to know what you're treating and understand the physiology that's there. You know, probably one of the most common things that perplexes most of us who are living in the 21st century, and, you know, whether we're in our 20s or 30s or 40s, right on up, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, is we're not as fit as we can be. And we have a tendency to be weekend warriors. So I would probably say the most common musculoskeletal discomfort for a lot of people, particularly if they've had an active weekend and they're dealing with aches and pains during the week, is, you know, just simply overuse, misuse of their muscles and their joints and their tendons and all of that. And many of us just don't have the musculature to adequately support the stress that we put on our joints. So I think the loss of muscle as we age, sarcopenia is what it's called, is a consequence of not getting adequate protein in our diets. And it's also a consequence of having enough exercise, not just aerobic exercise, but also resistance training. So I think, you know, that speaks right out of the gate to just generally taking good care of yourself and such like. Beyond that, a common issue is that when we do take poor care of our joints, over time, the cartilage starts aging, and it may age kind of in a precipitous fashion. So, you know, certainly people who've had significant injuries to their joints during adolescence or young adulthood, they're the ones who sometimes have the fastest progression of what we call the wear and tear arthritis, osteoarthritis. And for years, we've thought of osteoarthritis as the wear and tear condition. But, you know, it's been clear recent research, and, you know, it's the consensus in the medical literature now that osteoarthritis is associated with local inflammatory changes. You may not see the systemic inflammatory changes that you see with conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis, which we think of kind of as diseases that affect the whole body, that are autoimmune diseases. But indeed, even the wear and tear destruction of the joint over time has an inflammatory component. And that's why things that reduce that inflammation play such an important role in addressing the cause.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, some of the most common areas, and it seems like, you know, different people are prone to the progression of osteoarthritis at different degrees. There are some people where it makes sense. Perhaps they had a bad injury in a joint, or they have had a career in their life that created a lot of overuse. But there are some people that seems to be at a very young age, they're developing some significant osteoarthritis in a joint. And so there must be several different factors that are going on that are, you know, certainly contributing to that. I would say back to your original thought about exercise and keeping the muscles fit, certainly good muscle function supports healthy joints. So if there's good musculature around a supporting joint area, that joint function is going to be better, and that joint may very well be better preserved in the long run. We have these tendons that and ligaments mainly that actually hold our joints together, that you know, strap the bone to the bone. And over time, through misuse, through overuse, through injury, we can get ligament laxity. And if you get ligament laxity, you start to get irregular wear patterns in your joint, which basically make cartilage break down. If you think about it, you know, cartilage is a living substance. You know, it's not very strong. So the only way that it can last a lifetime is if it's living and regenerating. If you think about when you're eating a chicken wing and you get to that little clear, chewy part, that's cartilage. It's not that tough. But in a good, healthy person in a healthy joint, that cartilage could last an entire lifetime, 90 some years, which means that it must be regenerating. Now, take in contrast the replacement joint. Something like a titanium, one of the strongest metals known to man, will only last in a joint for about 15 years, tops. So it's because it's not alive. So taking care of the joint and making sure that the cartilage has the food and the environment in which to grow and stay healthy is a great way to prevent osteoarthritis from sinking in. Now, we're going to talk about some formulas and some ways today to actually feed the joint, feed the cartilage, support restoration of cartilage in a joint, which is the main way of dealing with osteoarthritis. But the other thing that Dr. Lamb discussed before that's really important really has to do with this idea of keeping muscle function and strength around the joints healthy. And that doesn't mean just going out on the weekends and killing yourself as a weekend warrior, because that damages the joint. It means good regular exercise, stretching, yoga, keeping the joints healthy, keeping them flexible, keeping them moving. That really supports optimal joint health, and it's never, ever too late to start, right, Dr. Lamb? Would you agree with all that?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that is a frequent question of people who have advanced osteoarthritis is, if I don't exercise, will I keep myself from having the surgery that I may need, like a joint replacement? Will I keep myself from having it? And there's no real evidence that, moderate exercise hastens the destruction of a joint, leading to needing like a joint replacement. But there is good exercise, good evidence that people who have exercise and have good musculature recover much better after their joint replacement surgery. So, obviously pain should limit you until you've been evaluated by a practitioner from being aggressive about your exercise. But once you know what's going on, exercise and the appropriate exercise program, coupled with body work, coupled with physical therapy, coupled with a good exercise physiologist, that's a great place to be for taking care of yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, there used to be recommendations, even people with severe joint problems like rheumatoid arthritis, it was thought a while back, don't exercise, don't stress the joints. But we know now that regular exercise is almost a must coming out of, from pretty much every rheumatologist for people with rheumatoid arthritis, because it really slows the progression of the condition and keeps the joints healthier. You got to keep blood flowing to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and there's some other interesting research that's been coming out. I mean, there's research coming out related to leptin and arthritis. Are you aware of this research, Dr. Lamb?
Yeah. There's the feedback loop between our bone health and our energy expenditures. And in many ways, the chondrocyte in the bone, the osteoblast and the osteocyte, in the bone and the chondrocyte and the cartilage, in many ways, these tissues, because they're receptors for mechanical stress, because they sense the stress that the muscle puts on the bone and respond, they also send messages to the body about whether we've been exercising or not and how to use our energy. And the appropriate amount of exercise, as you're talking about, sends appropriate messages that leads to insulin sensitivity, leads to fat burning, and leads to generating new bone, and indeed is anti-inflammatory. And that whole connection, osteocalcin, which is the product of the osteoblast, which is where calcium attaches into the organic matrix of the bone. Osteocalcin is also a messenger to the pancreas, and a messenger probably to fat cells, and then the fat cells release leptin and send the appropriate messages about appetite and body weight systemically.
Yeah, it's really interesting linking, leptin and linking it to arthritis. We know that people are very overweight. They're prone to arthritic conditions, of course, in some of their weight-bearing joints, particularly the knees, the hips, the ankles. And it was always, what we understood was that extra weight, carrying that extra weight around, is putting stress on the joints. But what we're finding is that when people are overweight, with too much overweight, you get not only insulin resistance, which is type 2 diabetes, which we know is a huge issue, but there's usually, along with that, leptin resistance. And so there are these elevated levels of leptin flowing around the system. The body's not responsive. And what they're doing is they're now linking the effects of this excess leptin to the actual degeneration and problems with the joints. So, a lot of different research going on about why our joints age, why they don't age well, and what we can do to support healthy joint function. When we come back from the break, we'll touch on a few other very common conditions associated with musculoskeletal disorders, and we're going to be talking about some of the things from the natural pharmacy that we can use to support joint health, and we'll also compare that and talk about some of the pharmaceutical options and the pros and cons of looking at all of these things when looking at somebody who's looking to get support with one of these joint issues. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
It's the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. It's great to be here with you today. I have on the phone with me my special guest, Dr. Joseph Lamb. He is a medical doctor, board certified in both internal medicine and holistic medicine. He's been practicing integrative medicine for a very long time and is now working with Metagenics, a leading producer of nutraceuticals and supplements, and also leading the research facility that Metagenics has, which is really pioneering a lot of research into using these nutrients to treat different and complex health conditions. And of course, you know, knowing where our country is going with our medical system, which is really a model of primarily disease care, not preventative medicine, it's very important that these institutions and physicians like Dr. Lamb be working to create effective strategies utilizing nutrition, lifestyle, the appropriate use of nutraceuticals, herbal, botanical extracts to support the body in healing and really create long-term, meaningful, and impactful changes in people and their health. So, Dr. Lamb, thank you for the work that you're doing, and thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Passero. It's good to be with you today.
So, in the last segment, we were discussing osteoarthritis and talking about some of the factors that contributed to it. I think on the break, we were discussing something we forgot to mention. Do you want to talk about some of the genetic factors that predispose people to some of the arthritis, osteoarthritis issues?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you referenced earlier the person who progresses more quickly than someone else may. And there's evidence demonstrating that changes in the genes that regulate inflammatory conditions, the interleukin genes, which are messages between white blood cells, talking about, healing responses and talking about inflammatory responses, they can, if you have an abnormality of the gene, what's called a single nucleotide polymorphism, so you have a slight mutation in that gene, you can end up with genes that don't dampen down the inflammatory process as well as you would like once it started. Now, the tough thing about inflammation is we all want to have an inflammatory response because really inflammation is the healing response. If I had cut myself shaving this morning and had gotten a staph bacteria in the cut, and this was the pre-antibiotic days, where now with the methicillin-resistant staph aureus and the other bugs, you may not always have a solution in terms of an antibiotic. So you want your immune system to turn on to heal that cut, to protect you against infection. And yet when the cut's healed and when there's no infectious threat, you want your immune system to turn off. And what happens to our bodies if there's signals that essentially are alarm messages, the signals don't turn off as fast. And essentially that's what osteoarthritis is. You know, kind of the wear and tear on the joint leads to some damage. That damage is exacerbated. The immune system turns on to heal it. And if you have the wrong signals or if you have the wrong genes being presented, that inflammatory message doesn't go away and you have persistent inflammation within the joint itself. And in doing so, you get that slow destruction, and for some people it's faster than others. Mm-hmm. But it's just a real reminder that each person's an individual, and when it comes to joint discomfort, you know, knowing what you're treating is important because you're going to tailor your therapies to your individual physiology.
Sure. So, yeah, knowing that it's osteoarthritis, we're really going to be looking primarily at inflammatory control, supporting the health of the joint, feeding the regenerative process of cartilage production, correct? I mean, those are going to be from looking at it from broad strokes. Are those going to be the main things
Absolutely.
That we're going to be looking at? Yeah. And if you
Absolutely.
Look from the pharmaceutical end, I mean, you can see that, anti-inflammatories are the primary way of approaching it. Now, this is different from looking at something like rheumatoid arthritis, which is autoimmune condition. The treatments geared for rheumatoid arthritis are settling down the immune response. So, again, as you pointed out, it's really important to make sure that you identify what exactly is going on and address it from that perspective. So let's talk about osteoarthritis, because, I mean, geez, it's got to be one of the most common, causes of discomfort and pain. I think NIH estimates that 27 million adults in the United States live with osteoarthritis, which is the most common type of arthritis, also referred to as degenerative joint disease. And it's caused by the breakdown of cartilage, which is the connective tissue that cushions the ends of the bones within the joint. You get pain, joint damage, limited motion, reduced mobility. Usually occurs late in life, but as we talked about, can affect people earlier depending on their genetic predispositions. It often affects the hands and large weight-bearing joints like the knees, are a big primary site. And a lot of times, you know, this is what leads people to joint replacement. I mean, what are the typical options that people are going to get, Dr. Lamb, if they come in and present to their doctor and they just say, my hands, I got this pain in my hands or my knees have been killing me. I'm not ready for surgery yet. You know, what kind of things are on the table for them from a standard approach? And then we'll talk about what we can do from the natural pharmacy.
Right. From a standard approach, what you're going to probably get if it's persistent discomfort, you're going to get an x-ray so that people know what's going on. It's a good first step. And then after the diagnosis of osteoarthritis is made, either kind of as needed use of an over-the-counter anti-inflammatory, as you said, the ibuprofens of this world or the naproxens of this world that have anti-inflammatory properties, those typically fall into the category of COX-1 inhibitors. So they inhibit an enzyme called cyclooxygenase 1, and they actually do a really good job at reducing one of the main inflammatory messages, which is called prostaglandin E2. And by doing that, you really slow down the inflammation that's present, and you reduce the pain. And for the person who has intermittent discomfort, and very intermittent discomfort, maybe, you know, they've been generally well and they tweak their knee and they have a couple days of discomfort, a short-term use of a COX inhibitor is actually just fine. The problem that we run into with these products longer term is that when you turn off the cyclooxygenase genes, you start turning off some of the, when you get very potent at turning off that gene, you turn off some of the protective prostaglandins, for example, the ones that would lead to healing of your stomach lining. So if you take something like, a COX inhibitor that's tough on the stomach, what you basically find is you find that you're in a position where, yes, you've helped your joints, but now you've kept your stomach from healing, and you have the risk for ulcerations, or you have the risk for increased intestinal permeability, or even ulcerations in the colon. And the risk of gastrointestinal bleeding and ulcers led to the development of a more sophisticated COX inhibitor called a COX-2 inhibitor. And, you know, that's the category that you mentioned before, you know, the Vioxx that was so potent. And it did a very nice job of hitting the target and not hitting the target of the stomach lining. So it was better tolerated. Yes, some people continue to have gastrointestinal problems, but it was generally recognized as safer. But as the longer-term studies were done, it was noticed that it was interfering with the production platelets of the anti-clotting thromboxane A2, actually it is, the anti-clotting mechanism for your platelets. And it made platelets stickier because of the drug effect. And so, yes, it was better tolerated by the stomach, but in some of their longer, bigger studies, they started showing that, yes, they were treating joints effectively, but they were having increased numbers of heart attacks, which is a significant consequence to have in terms of joint discomfort.
Yeah, absolutely, so, because many of those heart attacks were fatal.
Exactly.
Yeah, and come with, you know, significant problems. So that's the standard approach. That standard approach, as we discussed, is all about shutting down inflammation, you know, and we have these medications that can do it. Let's talk about the natural pharmacy and what we can do. I mean, I think probably the most, well-known supplement when it comes to people thinking about their joints is going to be something like glucosamine and chondroitin. And I think that, you know, glucosamine and chondroitin comes with a fair amount of controversy on both sides. Some people claim it doesn't work. Some people claim it works phenomenal. There have been some studies that have shown some mixed results. I think it's a really good idea if we can to kind of clear up some of the confusion around glucosamine and chondroitin and, you know, who might be a good candidate for using it and how can you get an effective therapy out of it.
Oh, absolutely. So glucosamine is the kind of center point of the controversy, and there's probably been more work done with glucosamine alone than with the combination of glucosamine and chondroitin. And when we're talking glucosamine, one of the things that's important to talk about is what the formulation of glucosamine is, whether it's glucosamine sulfate or whether it's glucosamine hydrochloride. And the kind of the majority of the studies with good outcomes were done with glucosamine sulfate, which is the natural occurring
glucosamine salt.
Salt, yep. Exactly. The naturally occurring one, and the one that we see in our body. So in that regard, and given that some of the more negative studies were done with glucosamine hydrochloride, you know, out of the gate, thinking about picking glucosamine sulfate would be the first indication.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, there are some studies that haven't been improved compared to either placebo or compared to like a mild anti-inflammatory like ibuprofen. But there are several studies showing that over the course of 4 to 12 weeks, glucosamine sulfate at doses of like 500 milligrams three times a day, so getting a dose kind of a 1,500 milligrams a day, was associated with as much pain relief over a 12-week period as ibuprofen is.
Mm-hmm.
And we should say that, you know, while ibuprofen's an anti-inflammatory, we haven't talked about the mechanism for glucosamine, which is that it's one of the building blocks for cartilage. And the concept here is that you're providing to your body one of the pieces that it needs to start putting cartilage back together when it's engaged in healing and the kind of regeneration that you were talking about.
Right. So instead of just shutting down the inflammatory process to reduce the pain, you're actually giving the body a substance that's potentially, I don't know if we can go as far as rebuilding the joint, but supporting cartilage and cartilage repair, which is basically restoring a more normal function to the joint. And, you know, I mean, I think one of the biggest studies that was done was the GATE study out of NIH, or at least this was one of the ones that was most widely publicized. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's one of these instances where, of course, when the study results came out, the first thing that flashed across the headlines of every newspaper, magazine, and news outlet was, you know, glucosamine chondroitin doesn't work. Or at least that's the story headlines that I saw. And, you know, it was very sensationalized. But when you actually look at the data, I mean, here on the NIH website, it says for participants with moderate to severe pain, glucosamine combined with chondroitin sulfate provided statistically significant pain relief compared with placebo. For participants in the mild pain subset, glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate or alone did not prove statistically significant pain relief. So everybody latched on to this idea that it didn't work because people with only moderate pain didn't get, or mild pain didn't get any results. But really what it showed is people with more moderate to severe pain actually got a better outcome.
Right. And the difficulty there and why it's so confusing is osteoarthritis is generally not a pain that affects you all day long, every day, the same amount as it did the day before. It waxes and it wanes. So, you know, a lot of people have pain. They have that morning stiffness. They wake up, the morning's bad, but late in the day, they end up going to, you know, their doctor's office and they feel a lot better. So it's something that you have to remember. And if studies aren't careful to have people come in with significant pain, then it's hard to show a reduction.
Right.
If you've enrolled someone in your study and they've been having osteoarthritic pain and it's fairly severe, like on a scale of 0 to 10, they call it a 4 or a 5 or a 6, you know, you put them in the moderate category. But then if they show up for their first visit and on that day they're having a good day and their pain level's only 2, well, at their follow-up visit, even if the pain's reduced, the reduction from 2 to a 1 may not be to show the kind of numbers statistically,
right,
even though people may have had a benefit.
Sure, it makes sense. Pain is very subjective. So glucosamine and glucosamine and chondroitin combined, chondroitin is just another substance, correct, Dr. Lam, that supports this cartilage matrix, this idea that, you know, we're giving the body the nutrients it needs to support, you know, joint health. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, one of the key points that should be made here is that the safety profile for glucosamine and chondroitin is excellent, with the exception of people with shellfish allergies, because some glucosamine comes from the shells of shellfish.
Yeah.
You know, we basically are talking a very, very safe intervention. A very, very small number of people sometimes have GI upset with glucosamine, but that's very unusual. And it's a great first start for someone who doesn't want to take one of the standard anti-inflammatories, because
sure,
it's safe, it's well tolerated. And you're not going to lose much if you try it for 4 to 6 weeks and see what kind of benefit
right
you get.
And that's the thing that I always tell people is, you know, say, well, does that really work? I say, well, I don't know. For you, it might. For somebody else, it might not. But, you know, you should try it. And typically, it's one of those therapies, you know, you don't just take it forever if it isn't working. You give it an effective trial of 4 to 6 weeks and you see and evaluate how you're feeling. If there's an improvement, then it is working for you and it's something to then continue. Can we just real quickly, we got to take a quick break, but I'd love for you to just quickly outline, you know, we talked about you really picking glucosamine sulfate if you're going to choose a supplement for glucosamine. Can you just briefly, real briefly, tell us what kind of dose and then again give us a sort of a timeline of how long people should take it before they really evaluate whether it's helping or not?
Great. So I would pick a supplement that had glucosamine sulfate, at least 500 milligrams per tablet. I'd pick one that I can chondroitin sulfate, 400 milligrams per tablet, and I would take 1 3 times a day. And I would do it for at least 4 to 6 weeks. If you're having some relief at 4 to 6 weeks, and it's been appreciable, I'd keep going because you may not have had the maximum effect. If you've had no relief at 4 to 6 weeks, then I think you've shown that it's not going to particularly help you, and it's time to think about other treatments.
Right. So that would be glucosamine sulfate at 1,500 milligrams a day as a total dose, and chondroitin sulfate at 1,200 milligrams. Those are the magic numbers, folks. Glucosamine 1,500, chondroitin 1,200. Those are the most well-studied numbers that we have. 4 to 6 weeks of continual therapy, reevaluate and see how you're doing. When we come back from the break, there's many more nutrients that we have to get to. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I am pleased to be with you. I'll be back next week with Dr. Tanya Howard, talking about the slippery slope of medical birth. It should be a really interesting conversation. It is not one that we've tackled on the show before, and Dr. Howard is a wonderful expert and resource to help us understand some of the issues around medical birth and the questions that is arising based on the massive amounts of interventions that are going on in making babies born, or assisting women's bodies in getting babies born, I should say. Today we're talking with Dr. Joseph Lamb, medical doctor, board certified in both internal medicine and holistic medicine, and we've been talking about osteoarthritis and joint problems. In the last segment, we discussed one of the most cornerstone treatments for dealing with osteoarthritis from the natural pharmacy, and that is glucosamine and chondroitin. We gave you specific recommendations of what types to take and how much to take, so if you've missed that segment, go back and listen. You can listen to any of our previously recorded shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that, it will take you to our archive show section, and you can download and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Our archive goes back 6 years, stretching every single show that we have recorded in the time we have been doing this show. So, Dr. Lamb, in this segment, we're going to turn our attention to the anti-natural anti-inflammatories. And this is really important because, as we discussed in the previous segment, the primary approach to treating osteoarthritis from a conventional medical model is using prescription or over-the-counter medications that modulate inflammation, and they tend to work actually really well, but they don't come without their side effects. So if we could mimic the anti-inflammatory effects by something in the natural pharmacy that doesn't have those side effects, that would certainly be a wonderful thing. So I would love for you to start touching on some of the nutrients. And as you discuss them, you know, perhaps you can just real quick, a quick caveat as to if the things from the natural pharmacy are oftentimes shutting down inflammation in similar ways as the prescriptions and the over-the-counters drugs, why don't they have the same side effects?
So, you know, that's a really very interesting question. And, you know, first and foremost, I think when you think about natural mixtures, if you think about like an extract of ginger, if you think about, for example, asking someone to take ginger tea, what you basically find is that you have a very good anti-inflammatory. I used to suggest to people who had issues with cost or who wanted to do something natural and something simple, and maybe they had some reservations about even taking a nutritional supplement, that you could simply take fresh ginger, grate it, steep it in boiling water for about 10 minutes, and then make it into a tea.
What you're getting to is this idea that the things from the natural pharmacy, although they may act in similar fashion to the prescriptions and the over-the-counter, as you talked about, primarily working on those inflammatory cascades mediated by those COX-1 and COX-2 enzymes that shut down prostaglandin production, the herbal or botanical approaches don't do it in such a specific fashion. And we also know that their constituents and activity acts wider than just focusing on one type of enzyme. So because their mechanism of action is broader, because it's not as focused and as concentrated, we don't get the same negative ramifications. And it's the same reason why when you look at something like St. John's wort going head to head with something like a typical selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor medication, you can see that in many cases, in many trials, St. John's wort works just as good or better than the prescription, but with none of the side effects. So it's having a similar serotonin boosting effect, but we're not doing it in such a specific manner that we're creating a potential for a major side effect profile. So, you know, as we sort of covered that issue, let's use your expertise, because you really are at the forefront of a lot of the research around these anti-inflammatory substances. What things are we looking to in the natural pharmacy for really good anti-inflammatory effects, specifically when it comes to mediating osteoarthritis and joint pain?
Well, one of the things I always go to is kind of a general health maintenance and preventative are the fish oils. And I would definitely say fish oil for osteoarthritis, a great starting point. The balance of the omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids in our body is, in the American diet, is way off. Our hunter-gatherer ancestors and even the traditional Mediterranean diet had ratios of omega-6, which is the pro-inflammatory fatty acids, essential fatty acids, to omega-3, which are the anti-inflammatory ones. The ratio, you know, was probably like 2-to-1, 3-to-1. And if you eat the food pyramid, rice bowl type diet from you know, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, maybe you're at about 10-to-1 if you're doing well. But if you eat a standard American diet, you may be up to 20-to-30-to-1 for omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. So taking a good quality fish oil has the potential, because of its anti-inflammatory signaling, because it supports the production of the anti-inflammatory prostaglandins, has the potential for settling down inflammation not only in your joints, but, you know, it has the benefit, the cardiovascular benefit, it has the neurologic benefits, you know, it has a positive effect upon your triglycerides and your blood fats. So as a starting point, you know, if I see someone having significant osteoarthritis and they're not on a fish oil, it's a place that I'm going to go to. And I'm going to suggest that they get at least 1 to 2 grams, not of total omega-3 fatty acids, but of the constituent fatty acids, the DHA, EPA, per day. So you've got to look at the label. You've got to go into a place like Village Green and, you know, find a fish oil that's labeled and of a potency where they make sure that there's a lot of the DHA and EPA in the formulation.
Yeah, and that can have a significant impact. There are people that almost immediately, within days of starting on a high quality, high potency fish oil dose, they can actually get relief in their joints almost instantly. It can work very, very quickly. So that is definitely a good fundamental. And with all the other great research around fish oil, we know that that's not a bad thing to do. So what other are some of the other favorite natural ingredients that you look at when it comes to modulating inflammation and joint pain?
Well, one of my favorites are the tetrahydroisoalpha acids from hops. So, you know, when you, in the brewing industry, actually, when you are working to make beer, one of the things you do is you put hops into like a brew kettle, and it's like a pressure cooker. So a lot of heat, a lot of pressure, and you put, you know, carbon dioxide, which is an inert substance, in. And what you're able to do is extract various components. And the bittering agent that comes out that's used in many of our beers, they're called isoalpha acids. And if you've ever had a beer that has turned kind of skunky or has been sunstruck, that's because the isoalpha acids get oxidized. So the brewing industry does a chemical modification called reducing that, and you get a reduced isoalpha acid. Interestingly enough, in some of the work that we've done at Metagenics and that others have done around the world, it's been demonstrated that these bittering agents from beer actually have marked anti-inflammatory properties because they're able to turn off kind of the inducible inflammation as opposed to the constitutive. They leave kind of the natural healing protective functions working, but that kind of inflammation that doesn't turn off when it should and leads to the continual destruction, the hops compounds have been able to have a benefit in that regard.
Wow. So are you convincing me to drink more beer?
Well, I'd like to convince you to drink more beer, but unfortunately, you have to be drinking in the neighborhood of liters a day to get therapeutic doses of the isoalpha acid.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be a great idea, huh?
No, the health benefit's not going to be there. But
no.
Interestingly enough, you know, we talk about the red wine paradox, and you know that people drinking a couple glasses of red wine a day do better than others. But there's a limit in the studies that show once you get past several glasses, the health benefits seems to wear off. Beer drinkers tolerate and seem to do better at higher doses. So I guess just in passing, if you had your choice between taking a glass of red wine, taking a glass of beer, taking a glass of beer, particularly if it's like a microbrew that's heavily hopped, like an IPA, you're going to probably be getting some health benefits as well as when you drink red wine.
Yeah, in addition to some stress relief. Nothing wrong with a nice glass of wine or a nice beer every once in a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if we now these hops extracts, I know that Metagenics has been a bit at the forefront in developing some of these hops extracts for medicinal use. I don't know many other companies that are using them. You guys introduced it to the market a while back when dealing with specific inflammatory issues. You want to talk about, because, you know, I mean, it is, we don't always talk about products too much on the show, but this is a particularly unique situation in that you guys have brought to the market a particular extract that has a lot of research behind it. So let's just bring it up for a minute and kind of talk about the product, what it is, what you've been researching with it, and how you've been seeing it work.
Absolutely. So we have a compound called THIAA, which is tetrahydroisoalpha acids, and it's a mixture of a number of the tetrahydro. What that basically means is there's six hydroxyl groups attached to this complicated ring structure, and depending where they attach, it leads to a slightly different structure, a different looking molecule. And the work that we've done, and this is what's particularly unique about what we've brought out recently, is we've been actually able to show that these different molecules have different properties. And one of these, which is called the N fraction, so the N-enriched thia, so a mixture that would have more N than the other fractions, like the Co fraction. And these are all organic chemistry terms, and I hope I'm not bogging down too much. But the point here is that when you have more of the N fraction, you actually have more of the anti-inflammatory effect. And it seems like it delivers that with a little bit less of some of the gastrointestinal symptoms. You know, it's interesting. We've never seen, like, gastrointestinal bleeding. We've never seen an ulcer. But some people have a little bit of gastroesophageal reflux with hops. Some people have some increased gut motility, you know, maybe some diarrhea. And if you're one of those people, then the hops isn't for you. But for the majority of people, that's the small, small minority. For the majority of people, it's really well tolerated. But this new version, which is particularly high in the N fraction, in our basic cellular and molecular experiments, and in some of our animal experiments, has been shown to be a better anti-inflammatory, and our human clinical work has demonstrated it to be better tolerated by the stomach. And indeed, in the work that's been recently done at the Functional Medicine Research Center, we didn't see anyone having gastrointestinal symptoms with the new formulation.
Okay. And that formulation is, I think you guys called it Osteovantiv. We're going to have to take a break because we are running out of time. But when we come back, Dr. Lam, I'd like you to talk about some of what you've seen in the human clinical trials using Osteovantiv for osteoarthritis and pain issues, because as I anticipate, the results, I'm sure, are quite dramatic. And I think that people need to have a reliable product that they know what's in it, how to use it, you know, for these kinds of conditions. And this could be a very, very great option for a lot of people with osteoarthritis. So listen, everybody, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the specific research behind this product. I want you to hear it right from the guy who's doing the research, Dr. Joe Lam. So we're going to be back right after this break.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension. With 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system, extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension Extraordinary Enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients. Uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all so much for tuning in. It was certainly a pleasure to be with you. We're not quite done yet. I've had on the phone with me today Dr. Joseph Lam. He is a medical doctor, board certified in both internal medicine and holistic medicine. He practiced integrative and holistic medicine for many years here in Alexandria, Virginia, where he is a native, and is now leading a research team in development for Metagenics. Now, we were talking about in the last segment, Dr. Lam, some exciting research that you guys have been rolling out around a specific hops extract and its ability to be a very potent anti-inflammatory. And what I love about Metagenics is you guys, and you run this intramural center for research, where basically you're looking at these extracts, looking at these products, and not just going from the literature and saying, yeah, well, we've seen this study and this study and this study that these things should work. You guys are actually conducting research on human participants at your facility with the products to help justify and show and help teach practitioners how to use them and to quantify and establish their efficacy and safety. So let's talk about the research that you've overseen using this hops extract in the Metagenics product, the Osteovantiv.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things we keep doing is trying to improve upon what we have already had. You know, Caprex, one of our products, has the hops compound in it. EC Matrix, one of our products, has the hops compound that we're talking about, the tetrahydroisoalpha acid. But we've taken it to the next level. But what I would say to you is if those products are working well for you, keep with them. But if you haven't found relief or you had problems tolerating the gastrointestinal component of taking the hops compounds, this new one, Osteovantiv, with the unenriched hops in it, is a great addition. The other piece that's in this is undenatured collagen. And what that means is collagen, which has preserved its natural structure. It hasn't been cooked. It hasn't been chemically modified. It hasn't had its structure broken down. And this collagen, this undenatured collagen called UC2, is partnered with the hops in this new compound, Osteovantiv. And there's a lot of clinical research. There have been a couple of studies showing the UC2 being similar in effectiveness to glucosamine during a 12-week study. So, you know, you're getting some benefit from this collagen that speaks to the immune system. They actually think it speaks to the immune system inside the gut lining, where most of our immune tissue actually resides, interestingly enough, for our interaction with, you know, the bacteria that are in us, but also with the foods that we take in. We have these localized areas called Peyer's patches, and these patches play a very important role in sensing kind of the stability of whether we're safe or not safe and whether we should be in an inflamed mode or not. And the UC2 plays a role there. And the hops plays a role directly turning off kind of the over-the-top inflammatory response while leaving the healing response to go. So very quickly, we've done some clinical work. My colleague, Dr. Robert Lehrman, has done that work with me. He did some of the early cases that we did, and he followed people for a period of like 3 months all the way up to 12 months, people with significant osteoarthritis, and giving them for their osteoarthritis, you know, the product Osteovantiv as nutritional support. You know, obviously with a nutritional supplement, you don't treat any disease, but you provide nutritional support, which helps the body take care of itself in that environment, helps the body heal, and helps the body deal with the consequences. So it's not treating the disease, it's nutritional support. And he did 3 to 12 months in people with osteoarthritis, and he showed really great benefits, and we're working to write up that literature right now for publication. And what I most recently did was I took a group of people with more diverse symptoms, people who would label themselves as having joint discomfort, mild to moderate joint discomfort, and we tried the Osteovantiv. And in 20 cases, about 16 to 17 out of the 20 had prompt responses over a 3-week period, significant reductions in their symptoms. And the one, just a few people had like kind of stability. They didn't get a whole lot better. They stayed about the same. And generally, they were the people, as Dr. Passero pointed out in the glucosamine studies, the people with the more very mild symptoms. When you have mild symptoms, they wax and wane, and it's hard to know if you've caught someone on a good day or a bad day. But we have seen really nice responses. One person really comes to mind. He in the Pacific Northwest, our winters never get as cold as they do in D.C. You know, we get into the 30s and 40s. We get a lot of rain. We don't get snow where I live in Gig Harbor. And I have a gentleman who is runs a lawn business, a lawn and yard business, and he spends a lot of time during the winter outside in cold, damp weather. And at the end of the day, discomfort in his elbows, discomfort in his knees. And one day of osteoavantive led to the resolution of his symptoms.
Wow, and, so it worked that quickly within a day, huh?
It does in some people. I give it a longer in general, but people were seeing significant relief in 7 to 14 days.
And quickly, oh, that's impressive. And quickly, Joe, because we are really pretty much out of time, dosages that you're usually typically starting people on for this product?
Really, there doesn't need to be a loading dose, and we have found great efficacy with 1 to 2 a day.
Wow, that's nice low dosing. Well, that's great. That's Osteovantive by Metagenics, and that's a product that Dr. Lam was instrumental in developing, researching, and doing the research on in the human trials that we just discussed. So hopefully you all have learned something today about dealing with joint inflammation and osteoarthritis. This has been Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Thank you all for tuning in today. I'll talk to you next week. Dr. Lam, as always, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, that wraps it up. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health. Until next time, bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Join the Women's Center on Saturday, April 5th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the McLean Hilton for one of the Washington's best conferences for women. This annual leadership conference will feature a number of fascinating speakers, including author of the article, Why Women Still Can't Have It All, Anne Marie Slaughter, and more. Several educational workshops will also be held by some of the region's leading experts. For more information about the conference and sponsorship opportunities, visit thewomenscenter.org. Limited seating. Register online today.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Interpol says no nation bothered to check with them about the